was on a cold autumn night in 1821 when the thunder of hooves signaled the return of the wealthy 15th Earl of Shrewsbury back to his home, Alton Towers. As the journey neared its end, a mysterious figure suddenly appeared in the road. The Earl impatiently demanded of the driver why the carriage had stopped. With palm outstretched, an old woman pleaded with the Earl for the charity of a coin. The Earl cruelly dismissed her and instructed his driver to head back to the Towers. Scorned, the old woman screamed a curse for every branch of the old oak tree that fell. A member of the Earl's family would die.
Hi again, everyone, and welcome to a brand new edition of Bite Size Britain, presented by Dead Men's Tales Podcast Network and exclusively here now on Nerd to Know Media Network. So thank you to the guys at Nerd to Know for letting me back in with another show. I'm Chris Tetrop-Blay. You may know me if you followed any of my other shows, Dead Men Talk and Once Upon a Turnbuckle. And if you've already enjoyed the few bite-sized Britain episodes that I put together last year, and we've now sort of repackaged and relaunched with Nerd to Know, and we're driving forward now with hopefully brand new shows every week. Again, looking at interesting places that I found out about across the UK, which have some either very cool, very quirky stories attached to them, or an element of that they've got some kind of historical significance. So I hope you enjoy them. And this particular episode, I go back to what I class is probably the first instance of me realizing my fascination with local legends and folklore. And it comes from a particular legend known as the Chained Oak. Anyone familiar with the Alton part of Staffordshire, and in particular Alton Towers, we'll get to that. The legend is linked to the park as well, and it is actually because of Alton Towers theme park that I first found out about this and became interested in it. So just to lay a little bit of groundwork, so the Chained Oak, it is sometimes referred to as the Old Oak. It is centered around the legend of an oak tree just outside the village of Alton in Staffordshire, as I mentioned, which has branches, or much of it, chained. It's held together by chains, and the legend has it, it centers around the Earl of Shrewsbury and a beggar woman. So the original, or sort of there's various versions of the tale, but the main sort of narrative is that the Earl of Shrewsbury was travelling home one night. He was approached by a beggar woman who asked him for a coin. He cruelly dismisses her and sort of gets his drivers to carry on, to pull his carriages through the woods, past her, dismisses her, obviously gives her no help. And she then shouts a curse at him that for each branch of the old oak tree that falls, a member of his family would die. I mean, this is the makings of a great ghost story, chiller story, you know, anything tied to the horror genre, really. I'm not sure if it has been made into any stories. It certainly inspired me at times to try and write my own version of it. But that's the main sort of, let's say, the main narrative of the tale. There are a few variations to it. Doing a little bit of research online, sort of putting this episode together, I found there's sometimes it's referred that it's an old man, an old beggar man, rather than an old woman, that he passes and they put the curse on. And actually, sort of jumping back, to the whole tale then, sorry, is that the beggar woman, whoever, the beggar man, beggar woman, they shout the curse at him that every for every branch that falls, a member of his family die. So then either that night, a couple nights later, I'm not sure, but there is a storm that rages, one of the branches falls, and one of his family members does indeed die. So one of the other variations to that part of it is, instead of a storm, the Earl's son was actually out riding, and the old woman was stood by a tree, and as he passed under the tree, a branch fell, knocked him from the horse and killed him. And the third variation, a well-known variation, is tied to Alton Towers theme park. So this is where I discovered it. So in the year 2000, Alton Towers, they unveiled a new attraction. People, it's called Hex, and it was subtitled, I think, The Tale of the Terror of the Towers, I think, something like that. And apparently a lot of people thought it was going to be like a ride through, sort of a ghost train kind of thing. But it's very different to that. I know the first time I went on it, I didn't know what to expect. And it is more of one of those kind of illusion sort of rides, experiences, rather than sort of your traditional roller coaster kind of thing. But what they've done is they've taken the tale of the chained oak, and they've turned it into this attraction where, as you move through the actual towers, the actual main building in the centre of the estate of Alton Towers, you move through there and you see a few videos kind of tell the story, the backstory, giving you the idea that they've been doing excavation work there, and they found an old vault. They sort of dug behind the walls, and they find a door that leads to a vault that's been sealed apparently for a few hundred years. And this forms the crux of the ride. So you move through, and then you move into a part where there's this massive vault door, and you move it into the actual ride part. You take a seat, and there's two rows facing each other, where you sit, and then in front of you is this big tree trunk, this branch. And part of the story it tells as you walk through is that the Earl of Shrewsbury, who they have identified as the 15th Earl of Shrewsbury, Charles Talbot, and it's actually, I've seen a reference on BBC Stoke and Staffordshire where they date this legend to about 1821, and they this does line up then. I think this is where Alton Towers may have taken their inspiration from. So this does line up with when Charles Talbot, the 15th Earl of Shrewsbury, was around. And their version of the legend, Alton Towers' version of the legend, is then that the Earl of Shrewsbury, upon one of his family members dying, he then orders everyone to go to the woods, to this oak tree, and they, to prevent any more branches falling and any more deaths befalling his family, he commands them to chain up every branch of the tree so that no more branches fall. And they embellish a little by saying as well that he took the fallen branch home, and he started experimenting on it to try and find like the root, as it were, of the curse, and try to stop it. So they've taken this fantastic local legend about this tree, this cursed tree, and the fact that it does exist and it is actually chained. There is you can go and visit this oak tree that is still physically chained up. I think it is wearing somewhat now, and I think several of the branches have started to come loose or fall or whatever over time, but you can visit the tree. It does exist. And they took this story and they made it into this attraction, which I've never been a theme park person. I'm not a roller coaster fan at all. My wife is, and she was really excited when we moved up there for a few years to go to Staffordshire Uni, and the first thing on her agenda was obviously going to Alton Towers. So this was probably within the first couple of months of 2002 when we went up there to go to uni, we went to Alton Towers. I was really not looking forward to it because it's a load of rides there that I was afraid of. I won't mind admitting I don't like fast rides, tall rides, anything like that. But Hex, I think it might have been the first time for both of us. I don't think she'd been up to see it. I might be wrong. But it was the first time that I saw it. I didn't know what to expect. And the whole, when it gets to the ride element itself, I won't spoil it. A lot of people may already know what I'm talking about, but those who haven't, you know, go and experience it for yourself. Even when you know how it works, is a bit of a mind spinner. It really does make you, it really does make you feel certain things while you're on it. And I think for me, what made it even better was this story, this walkthrough story, and the actual legend of the chained oak. I mean, it resonated with so many like gothic horror stories that I had grown up with, and it just by the time I got to the ride bit at the end, I was already kind of really invested in this story. And over the years, I've wanted to know more, which is one of the reasons why I picked it for this kind of episode, is because I think stories like this, I mean, folklore as it is, changes like Chinese whispers over the years, and there's so many different variations of it, and I love to know where they originated and what happened. Even though we're not completely sure, there's several different theories on where this story came from, who it's based on, but you know, I think all of them still follow the same thread, that this tree was cursed, and it was because of the Earl of Shrewsbury shunning this beggar woman or beggar man, whoever it would be, and simply every branch that falls kills a member of his family. It's very simple, but it's very chilling, very spooky. And I haven't actually visited the oak tree. We moved away about 17 years ago now. We left Staffordshire, and I've only been back once or twice, and it's never been on my agenda, but it's definitely something I would like to see before, I think, you know, the tree's no longer there by the sounds of it. Like I say, it is it's not in its best condition anymore, but I have heard it's a very sort of eerie kind of experience still. So that's my visit for today, the Chained Oak in Staffordshire. Go up there, visit it if you can, or at least, you know, Alton Towers version of it that they've incorporated into Hex is brilliant. So if you've actually gone to see the Chained Oak, let me know. Comment on the post that go out, or the comments that go out for this episode. If you know what your thoughts on the ride in Hex. Some people think it's a real disappointment, but I think it depends how you take it. I sort of invested myself in the actual, like I say, the folklore element, and you know, I still find it brilliant. It's one of my favourite things to do when I go back there, but there we go. Yeah, I hope you enjoyed this one. Very quick whistle stop tours, as all of these are, and like I say, we'll be back with new episodes every week. If there's anywhere in particular that you know of close to you, or somewhere you visited that has a real worthy story, really quirky, spooky, whatever, or somewhere that is got its part in history for whatever reason, get in touch and let me know. You can find me on Facebook at Dead Men's Tales Podcast Network. We also have a group. I welcome any of my listeners to come and join the group to have any discussions about any of the episodes that I've done before, any of my shows. And you can find me on Twitter at TetchortBlay, or you can email me at deadmenstalespublishing@gmail.com. I look forward to hearing from you, and I'll look forward to being back with you next week.